Well, for more about the legacy and implications of the 9/11 attacks, I can now cross live to the US and talk to political analyst Shikhar Dalmia. Thanks very much indeed for being with us here on RT. Now, this was the most audacious terrorist attack the world had ever seen. So was the reaction by the US against Afghanistan and Iraq justified?
Well, I think that certainly against Iraq is what it was not justified, because there was no link between Iraq and 9/11. Afghanistan is a little bit more complicated story. You know, there, you know, clearly Taliban had been harboring Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. So there was an argument for going in and cleaning out Al-Qaeda. But that ought to have been an extremely limited and surgical operation. And the U.S. should have got out, you know, very, very quickly. Instead, we are kind of stuck in a quagmire there. And I think that is a huge problem for the U.S. and for the rest of the world, too.
So in effect, by putting in perspective, something like 6,200 American soldiers have died so far in Iraq and Afghanistan. In effect, the terrorists won overall, didn't they?
You know, in a sense, yes, they did, because, you know, they arranged for America to have such a huge overreaction to that one attack that they, in fact, succeeded in sapping America from within the country as opposed to from outside. You know, if they had tried to get America to, you know, launch the kind of 10-year war that it has launched by simply a conventional attack, they would not have succeeded. So, yes, in a sense, I think the, you know, the huge overreaction that they got America to engage in has been, you know, has given them a victory of sorts.
And George W. Bush, he made the war on terror, which that's the label so many give this, the war on terror. He made it sound something like exalted, almost divine. He kept saying it's God's will and so on. Was that a way of convincing the American people to wage wars? And now that we're talking about all that loss of life, do you think that argument is still accepted by the Americans?
Well, you know, I think that George W. Bush, you know, I don't buy this whole idea that, you know, he actually thought that this was some kind of a divine, you know, mission ordained by God. I do think he believed very strongly that what he was doing was the right thing to do. That doesn't mean he was right. I think he did believe that he was right. I don't believe that the war in Iraq was for oil, because if it were for oil, you know, then it would have been better for the United States to keep coddling, you know, Saddam Hussein and getting cheap oil. No, I think they clearly exaggerated the threat that so spooked by 9/11 that they, you know, they just started flailing around, and it was a completely irrational response. But I think it was at the same time, you know, a response that they honestly believed was merited.
Well, what about the response now after what we've seen happening in Iraq and Afghanistan? What we now see in Libya, many would say that, that the campaign led by NATO has resulted in a victory, a success. Or would you say otherwise, that we could actually see something similar to what we're seeing in Afghanistan and Iraq with prolonged conflict and instability?
You know, that's a very good question. And, you know, I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that right now. You know, in Libya, it is slightly different in that the U.S. is not directly involved right now, at least. Now, if the situation deteriorates, and, you know, we've seen some revenge killing by the rebel forces against, you know, black Africans who were supposedly aiding Gaddafi, I think if that situation continues, then the U.S. might, for humanitarian reasons, be pulled in and asked to intervene, and then it could well become another quagmire. And the problem is that with Afghanistan and, you know, all the other interventions, there isn't any good precedent left for the U.S. not to intervene. You know, we have established a precedent here that the U.S. has to be, you know, the police of, you know, the cop, the global cop. And if it is called upon to play the global cop again in Syria, I don't see on what basis it can really refuse. So there's a danger it can get involved in this quagmire, but we'll have to just wait and see.
And just finally, there is a contradiction, isn't there, in the foreign policy here. There is Washington saying it's committed to defending democratic values in any country. And we've seen, obviously, the intervention in Libya and also a lot of vocal pressure on Syria. But what about the likes of Yemen and Bahrain? For some reason, off the radar. Just briefly, how would you explain that?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. I mean, I think there is a double standard. Now, again, you know, in Yemen and Bahrain, in Libya, you know, the way things played out, there was a huge cry from the European community to intervene. And the U.S. kind of got dragged into Syria because the Europeans had aided the United States in Afghanistan. And so it was sort of a quid pro quo. And, you know, but yeah, but that absolutely raises a double standard for the United States that why not Yemen? Why not Bahrain?
Shiga.
Where, in fact, the regime has been even more draconian, you know, than Gaddafi had initially been with, you know, with his people. So, yeah, that's a good question.
Really interesting, Shiga, to talk to you. Wish we had more time, but sadly, time is upon us. Thank you for joining us live there. Shiga Dalmia joining us live there in Detroit. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.